The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I'm buying in to this Astros team, and you've known me for a long time, Fred.
Yeah. If it's a Houston team, you're going to be very skeptical about it.
With good reason. I mean, how many times have I been wrong? You can see there's something special going there, and I'm not trying to get too worked up, but it's exciting.
It's still too early for me to start buying in. Usually June 1st is my first checkpoint, but really it's July 1st is when I feel like I know what a team is by then. Bruno Giacomini, right tackle. What have we been saying they need? Is this an upgrade?
No.
Okay, why not?
He's basically coming off a major back surgery. I guess what I was hoping for was someone better than Derek Newton.
I'm going to go back and say, all right, let's draw a line through 2016. Well, you'll get a guy who started and won a Super Bowl with the Seahawks. You got a guy who started 2 years for the Jets. If you get that player, you've upgraded right tackle. Now, I don't know if you will. It's one of those gamble moves, but I like that kind of gamble move.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, just flying by today. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There is also Twitter at Fred Fowler. I know you are. At AJ is the real. At Jonk Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, all available on podcastarena.com. Just getting caught up after being gone for a couple days, but AJ had it covered, so no big deal on your guys' end, but it's good for me to be back.
Glad to have you back.
I am just thrilled to be back in America. America! But Lamont says, Fred, using your logic, everyone would stay in the military. Sometimes you have to leave without a gig lined up. I think that's a different situation. I think, yeah, but if you have a job right now and you're thinking about doing something else, I would just highly recommend that if it's possible, you get the resumes out there now. And you start talking to people now and get the offer before you leave where you are. Because it is very hard when you leave a place. And listen, I've had a lot of friends do this, and I've seen it for a long time. It's hard to leave a place in hopes that you'll get a job. Because then you're going to wind up starting, and even if you have money that's going to last you a certain amount of time, it's going to take you longer to get a job than you realize. Very few people get one right away. And it does happen. But it's pretty rare. So you got to plan on your money lasting you for at least 6 months longer than you thought it was going to. So that's why it's always better to have something lined up. Lauren saying life lessons with Fred.
Lauren. I like it.
What I wish everyone could have in life is a job that's not a job, that's fun, that you love coming to. Like this is not work. It's a job. It's not work. I love doing it. Almost everything that I'm involved with now is fun. And I would, don't tell this to David Gow, I would do it for free. Actually, I have done it for free.
No, not me.
But because I enjoy it. And that's, I had to be in a place that was a nightmare for a long time. And even the farther you moved up, the worse it got. So I really appreciate that I'm in this position now, but I wish everybody could get that, where your job isn't really a job. It's a place where you go and enjoy yourself. And if you got that, then you're very lucky. And if you don't, then you should always be looking for that. But you got to, you know, reality, man, bills to pay, families to take care of. And if you're miserable at a place, you're probably making your family miserable. But make sure you got something else, man. That's, you know, it's easy to say, all right, I got to do something else.
Yeah.
So, and if you do, then just try to have something else lined up.
I've been lucky, you know, when I've always gotten to leave jobs on my own accord, and the one time I didn't get to leave a job on my own accord, I got hired the next day.
Yeah, and that's great, and it's also rare.
Yeah, but it's not like the old days where everybody's got, you know, now hiring signs up, and there's at jobs in the classified ads. Doesn't work that way anymore. So it's especially if you got a, like you said, if you got a good job, you got a job that keeps your lights on. It'll work like hell to keep it.
Yeah, and don't leave it until you got something better. 210 says, I'm a recruiter. Always line up a job before quitting one. If not, you're dumb. It's you know what? I hate to say it, but some people just you have to. It's hard to realize that sometimes you have to go through the experience. And it's easy for us to tell you, hey man, make sure you got something else. But if you believe in yourself, you're like, hey man, somebody's going to hire me, and you're trusting in yourself, then you know it doesn't really matter. You're going to do it anyway, and then you're going to find out. Some people might get a job right away, and then some people go 6 months and start panicking. And that's when you kind of realize maybe I should have had something else. And it's the economy is okay right now. It's not what it was when oil was just really jumping. But I do think, you know, if you've got a good job, but you want to do something else, just, you know, make sure that you don't just jump. Don't just jump off a cliff without having a place to land.
Yeah.
And I did that, and it finally worked out, but it was a long, long path to get back. And so I don't recommend it for everybody. And when I jumped off the cliff, I jumped off everything at once. I walked away from the job, a marriage, pretty much everything, a house. And, I mean, I jumped totally into the abyss. And it took a while to get back out of it. But if I had it to do over, probably wouldn't have done it that way. I would have gone ahead and made sure I had another job lined up, and instead of assuming that people would hire me right away. And I did have opportunities, but they were all a step down from where I was. And I didn't really want to do that either, because you feel like you're going backwards.
Right.
So, you know what? Just because I love the people, I'm going to give away 2 tickets to the Houston Whiskey Social. Texas Whiskey Events and the Warriors for Freedom Foundation bring the Houston Whiskey Social back to H-Town, featuring select single barrel offerings, whiskeys from around the world, and fine food to match. You're going to win 2 tickets to the second annual event at HSR Event Center this Friday night at 7. Tickets are still available. Log on to HoustonWhiskeySocial.com and pick some up today. They are going to have whiskeys from the 1940s and 50s. I mean, all kinds of cool stuff. You get to be caller number 15 and go. That cool?
That's generous of you, Fred.
Yeah, like to take care of the people. But Ron says, I'm 100% currently leaving my job and taking a 40K pay cut, but I'm staying at the job until the new job officially takes me. Yeah, you have to do that. That's it's funny because when I was teaching, I would try to help a lot of the students get jobs and stuff and get them, you know, scholarships and things like that. And it would always be the same. Everybody expected to get a high-level job right off the bat. They expect to get paid a lot right off the bat. And that's not realistic. So if you get yourself to that position, man, don't walk away from it unless you're in a really good spot. That's all. You know what? I haven't done the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day. I need to do that.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
All right, somebody emailed this to me today, and I totally forgot who it was because I had about 1,000 emails to catch up on, so I apologize. I think it was Don. I'm going to guess it was Don. If it wasn't, then... And when I first saw it, I was immediately skeptical, so I went to Snopes. Snopes is inconclusive on it. So they're skeptical but inconclusive. I'm going to guess fake news.
Okay.
But since... If they had said fake news, I wouldn't have used it. But since they said inconclusive, I'm going to go with it.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Because it's funny. Even if it is fake. If you're a pastor in Zimbabwe.
Okay.
What do you think of trying to walk on water?
I think it's probably not going to work.
And he wanted to show his congregation, Jonathan Methawithwa. I can't even get it. Trying to show his congregation how Jesus walked on water. He was going to cross the Crocodile River on foot.
First of all, if you're crossing something called the Crocodile River and you're trying to do it on foot,
Well, somehow
I don't even think Jesus is going to save you.
Yeah. Not wise. No.
Jesus sitting up there going, look at this idiot. This is hilarious. But, and again, this is where I got skeptical because he's from Saint of the Last Days Church. Managed to get around 90 feet into the river before trying to climb onto the surface. But, no, it's Crocodile River. You're in Crocodile River. You're now crocodile meat. An eyewitness told Zimbabwe Today, again, a little skeptical, Pastor taught us about faith last week. He promised he would demonstrate his faith to us today, but unfortunately ended up drowning and getting eaten by three large crocodiles in front of us.
That sounds about how I would have thought it to go.
We still don't understand how this happened because he fasted and prayed the whole week. They finished him in a couple of minutes.
Yeah. Had he not fasted, it may have taken the alligators longer or crocodiles longer to digest him. Or maybe he would have had the strength to put up a fight.
No, no, he had faith. He was fine. If you had faith, you're good.
No, I mean, I guess if the good news is if he had that faith, he's probably being rewarded in heaven in a crocodile-free zone. Unfortunately, his time here on earth, it is no more. The prayer wouldn't help you with that.
Well,
I hate when people do that, when they're like, watch my faith get me through this thing that that no normal human should get through.
And now you're crocodile
And then
poop.
They die, and it's like, oh, I don't know how this happened. Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I thank God every day for giving me the sense not to try to swim with crocodiles. Like, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of people who are too dumb that God didn't give that common sense to. I've been blessed with it, Fred. You've been blessed with it. Jong's been, like, we're so blessed to not have some part of our brain that is so dysfunctional that it says, you can walk on water in crocodile-infested waters. You don't have to worry. No, you do. You always have to worry. Crocodiles are dangerous.
They will eat you.
Yep.
817, how about a contest for a new Gem of the Day theme song? Why do you guys keep trying to change a Gem of the Day theme song?
I hate you. I hate whoever wrote that.
Yeah, 817, that's Fort Worth. That explains it. That's like an American classic. Why do I have to keep defending that? Regardless, that was your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Yeah, even not quite dust in the wind, maybe chunks in the water. I don't think the chunks lasted, especially if he'd been fasting. That's some lean meat for those crocodiles. And Lamont says, a few years back when the opposition movement got going, lots of young college graduates were mad that they were not making big money. It's not just college graduates.
Yeah.
But. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Be happy to take some phone calls. But right now, got to tell you guys, you had an accident over the weekend or you've had one recently and maybe you're having some headaches and stuff and you're wondering, hey, man, maybe I need to get a lawyer here. Could be a car accident, truck accident, slip and fall, 18-wheeler. And, hey, my friends over in Beaumont, if it happened over there, guess what? They got you covered. Better dial Dave. Mr. Maker and Straub will take care of you. They're committed to your success. And thing is, if you've been in an accident, you're not thinking about all these – you're not thinking about your – dealing with the insurance company and all the stuff that you have to deal with or whether your medical stuff's going to be taken care of. That's why you need a lawyer. And if you give them a call, they'll tell you whether or not they can help you. It doesn't cost you anything. And they only get paid if you win. And they can help you get medical treatment. They can put you in the right place. All you got to do is make the call. And believe me, you got Dave and his staff on your side. You have got a bulldog. He's done some things for me. And I tell you what, I could not ask for a better lawyer and neither can you. Give them a call right now, 713-626-8900, 713-626-8900 for your free consultation. They'll let you know if they can help. Houston-based Mestemaker and Straub is going to take care of you. Go to lawyerdave.com. They're going to put your mind at rest. Quit worrying about all these details. You let your lawyer do it. The insurance company's got a lawyer. You need your lawyer. Better dial Dave, 713-626-8900, 713-626-8900, or go to lawyerdave.com.
Learn to You're listening to The Blitz.
Hold on to your butt.
On ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Also, I wanted to let you know, coming up at 7 tonight, Hustle Town. My man Craig Shelton and crew. And Chris Dishman will be joining them tonight at 7:15. Former Oiler.
Nice.
If you want to hear him, 7:15 tonight, right here on ESPN 97.5. All right.
I had a, you know, everybody talks about white privilege, and I believe it's a thing.
Okay.
As a, as someone who benefits from it. But hot girl privilege is even better than white privilege.
Oh, God, yes.
If you're a hot chick, you can almost do anything. And I came across a story today that basically locks that in. This girl at Oxford University, so clearly she's a smart chick.
Yeah, you have to be pretty smart to get into Oxford.
She
probably got a great accent.
She's 24.
Oh, lovely.
And she's an aspiring heart surgeon.
So pretty smart.
Hot and smart?
Yeah.
Let's be nice.
Okay. Yeah. And to be she's British hot.
So she's like a 6.
She's a British 10.
But like an American 6.
I'll go American 7.
Okay.
She's a little bit Taylor Swift-y, like she's too skinny for my flavor.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that.
But she's also the kind of girl who can walk around in a shirt with no bra and everything's held in pretty nicely. Well, she is described as an extraordinary Oxford student. Like I said, she's going to be a heart surgeon. And she went out on a Tinder date. Decided that at some point it was a good idea to stab her date with a bread knife and throw a laptop at him. She swiped the blade at him, stabbed him in the leg, then threw a laptop, a glass, and a jam jar at him.
Jeez.
During a drink and drug-fueled clash.
Wow. We need that Buckcherry song for her.
Yeah. She admitted to the crime.
Yeah, John, don't play that without bleeping it.
And the judge decided, while, you know, stabbing someone and then throwing a laptop and a jam jar at them, that'll usually get you jail time.
Yeah, it probably should.
He decided that she's pretty extraordinary. These are, quote, extraordinary. She's an extraordinary person. And he said that instead of jail time, he's going to delay the sentence, give her a restraining order, and basically put her on probation, make sure she stays drug-free and doesn't stab anybody else.
Do I want a drugged-up chick operating on my heart?
Not really.
Yeah.
He told the court, it seems to me that if this was a one-off, a complete one-off, to prevent this extraordinarily able young lady from not following her long-held desire to enter the profession she wishes to would be a sentence which would be too severe. What you did will never, I know, leave you, but it was pretty awful, and normally it would attract a custodial sentence, whether it is immediate or suspended. Prosecutor Kathy Oliver said Woodward met her ex online, and at the time of the attack, her behavior was, quote, deteriorated. The student's boyfriend called Woodward's mother on Skype, and his then-girlfriend punched him in the face before assaulting him with the knife. Defending James Sturman said his client's dreams of becoming a surgeon were almost impossible, as her conviction would have to be disclosed. Woodward had a very troubled life, struggled with drug addiction, and had been abused by another ex. It seems to me, again, he said, since this is a one-off, we're not going to ruin your future.
So basically, they're just making every possible excuse for
it. Yeah. I feel like if this were a black man, the judge wouldn't have gone easy on him.
Gonna agree with that.
And black men can be heart surgeons.
Yes, they can.
If this was Myron Roll, Oxford,
they would
black
throw
male.
The book at him. Throw the book at him. Played American football. He's a threat to society. Jong, he played at Florida State, of all things. Can't trust that man.
I think...
But Myron Roll also doesn't walk around with permanently hard nipples.
Well, and that's, you know...
That's a bonus.
Ryan said, when she swiped the blade, does it swipe left or right?
Zing.
Yeah, well done. I have to say... Are the Astros already scoring here again? Are we, or is this a...
Yep, 3-0.
Yeah.
Okay. First inning?
Yeah. The Marlins are the worst team in baseball. So this is...
All right, so...
This is a lopsided series matchup-wise.
Let's say you were back in the market again. Hot and crazy, or okay looking and smart and relatively normal?
Okay. Give me the choices again.
Hot and crazy.
How hot, how crazy?
Like 9 or 10 hot, but also 8 or 9 crazy. Because let's be honest, most 9 or 10s are going to be 8 or
that's
9 crazy.
Typical, yeah.
Or like a 6 or a 5 that's really smart and is a 2 or 3 on the crazy scale.
Can I get a 7?
No, I'm giving you 5 or 6. I mean, if you dollar up.
Am I marrying her?
Or well, yeah, if you're looking for.
Am I just having sex with her for a
no,
week
no,
or
no,
two?
We're talking long-term thing here, not just a sex thing.
I'll go with the 6 that's less crazy.
I think most people would.
I think most people should.
Yeah. Although I'm kind of thinking if I ever do this again, I'm going to look for dumb and not crazy.
Yeah.
As opposed to smart and crazy and hot. I'm going to be looking for like a 5 that's just not very smart. That's going to be my goal chick. We shall see. Double Down says, hat tip to the crazy British chick's attorney. I'm picturing Rusty Harden in a powdered wig.
It's yeah. Got to be something like
exactly.
That.
Exactly. My client is hot, and that should count for something. And
look at her.
Right, see those nipples?
Right through her shirt.
That's right, and she's white. Did you notice that? Did you notice she's white?
She's a young white woman planning to be a doctor, planning to practice medicine.
And we don't want to ruin her career as a heart surgeon, because even though she might be crazy and she might be on drugs and opening up someone's chest, we don't want to ruin
yeah,
that.
If I were a judge, I would say, wait, you want to be a heart surgeon and you're going on drug-fueled benders? This isn't good.
Brent says, hot and crazy for the short term when young, stable, and regular when older and wiser. Well, yeah, but we're all old now.
Yeah. Kind of.
It's a different animal.
DJ Hollygrove, he's amongst the people who have asked our thoughts on Mike and Mike coming to an end. We've known about this for
yeah,
a while.
Yeah, and I think we've kind of waited on it before. But I tell you, when we come back, we'll give some thoughts on that and some other stuff. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Y'all crazy bitch, but you're so good I'm on top of it. When I dream, I'm doing you all night. Scratches all down my back to keep her right on.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. I was about to say Astros up 3-0 and Keuchel on the hill. Probably don't need to watch. And then he just threw a ball into right field. And
D. Gordon laid down a bunt, was going to first, and Keuchel grabbed it and just flung it to first. When you're in that situation, I feel like you should just eat it and hold it.
You know what? He's so good at doing that, though, and making plays. I'm not going to fault him for trying, because I think he had him beat if he got the ball to the first.
Oh, no, it wasn't even a bunt. It was kind of a tapper.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he would have had him out if he'd have gotten it there, but he didn't. So Blair says, it's terrifying how much AJ sounds like Jermaine Clement when trying to do a British accent.
I don't even know who Jermaine Clement is.
I don't either.
John?
Can you
I'm
help?
Googling.
Okay, Google away. Cody says...
Jermaine who?
Clement.
I'm guessing he's British. Cody says, legitimately impressed with your British accent. It's not my best. I It's funny, when I first started doing this, I had a bunch of characters, and one was Trevor the Brit, and one was, you know, Canadian Bob. I used to do him all the time.
Clement isn't even British. He's New Zealand. He's from New Zealand.
Well, that's different because New Zealand's closer to Australian, which is, you know, South Africans have the best.
Can we get a sample?
Hold on.
I feel like we need to get that. I mean, it's the whole reason we're talking about the guy.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm doing a good Jermaine Clement or not. Right. That may be who I'm modeling after.
Three.
A giant magical hermit crab called Tamatoa. He loves shiny things. Trinkets, goblets, gold, gems.
Is that how I sound?
Driven them to madness.
Yeah, kind of how you sound. That's a good call.
Okay. I feel like my accent might be better than that guy's.
But his is legitimate.
I mean, you don't know that. He could be a phony.
Well, yeah, I guess, but I still wish I could do my Indian accent more often. That's my favorite, but the only time I could actually do it was when I had the computer problem. Because it was a guy in India. Are you a rocket scientist? Because you can be with this computer. It's like, no. Let's squeeze in a phone call. We haven't done a phone call yet today. Tevin. Is it Tevin or Kevin? Looks like Tevin.
Kevin.
What's up?
Yeah, it's Kevin. I wanted to know all the sports guys.
Sports to you. Is it Kevin or Tevin, by the way?
It's Kevin.
I thought so.
And, okay. And the deal is that on the Kentucky Derby, I don't know anything about horse trip, betting on horses.
Me neither.
So I got a buddy that I know does. So on the Derby, I said, look, I got a buck. He said, I'll match your buck. I'll pick the tickets and we'll do this. So he went for Superfectus. And then we had $8 left over that we bet on the nose for a long shot, which was the number one horse, which came in second. Okay, of the other seven tickets, one ticket paid nothing. Six tickets paid two horses each, which didn't pay, but I mean, we had two horses each. And then one ticket, we had three horses. And my question to you, Fred, is how good of a handicapper do you think this guy is on a 20 horse field?
I have no idea. I didn't understand any of that. I'm sorry.
Oh, come on. Fred.
No, I mean, how good a handicapper is has nothing to do with we made these bets and this and this and this. I mean, look, you can be a great handicapper and miss that race. I know a guy who did. You can be it's your handicapping skills are something that come out over time. It's hard for me to judge based on that because, you know, I was trying to follow you and really I couldn't. Sorry.
And it comes down to, in sports betting in general, it comes down to decisions, not outcomes. So I think he would have to basically sit down with Fred and tell him why he made those picks.
Well, and that's the thing. That's one of the things we always try to talk about, decisions, not outcomes, which we learned from Matt Dean many years ago when it came to poker. Did you make the right decision? And the outcome, because there is a luck element to any form of gambling, the outcome is not always going to be fixed, even if you make the right decision. I've made wrong decisions on horse racing and won. And I made right decisions and lost. And it's very common. It's, you know, but it comes down to if your decision-making process is good over time, then you're going to come out ahead. But it's a long-term thing. And it's with anything we do, horse racing, poker, sports betting. And I mean, any of those things, you know, it just comes down to long-term, what is your thought process? And if your thought process is flawed, well, that's something you got to recognize. And if your thought process is good, then you don't worry too much about the outcomes because long term they're going to pay off. So that's the best way I can answer that without. And again, I would need to know specifically what the thought process was behind each horse, and then the bets, and why that you made those bets. So, you know, that's. That's the best answer I can give you with what little information I was given. Mike and Mike, we promised we'd address that.
We don't know exactly when that's going to start up, do we yet, John?
We do not.
Probably first of the year, right? That'd be contract time.
would be my guess. And
I was told.
But then I would also think they wouldn't want to make a change during football season.
That's I was told in the summer or in December.
Okay.
It all depended on TV.
All right. Well, yeah. I think it's a stupid move. I think Dave Tepper always said it's really hard to put together a hit show on radio, a show that'll last.
And frankly, it wasn't even up to, you know, Martindale or the radio crew. It was basically TV dictating everything.
Well, I think they're making a mistake. They've got that. I would imagine that the Mike and Mike brand is one of it's probably the best show brand that ESPN has, right?
Oh, without a doubt. At TV or radio.
TV, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, across all platforms.
Other than SportsCenter.
Right.
That I would think Mike and Mike is probably the second best brand they have. It's probably, I mean, it's got to be past Baseball Tonight and things like that.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Why would you change that? Like, well, that's like, I don't know. It just seems like a foolish move to me, but.
Well, and it seems like with all this stuff, they're more focused on TV than they are radio, which, okay, I get that, but realistically, that platform's not having a lot of success right now, and maybe you think moving your radio guys there is going to help. I don't think it does. I think it just weakens your radio.
Yeah, I don't get it.
And if I'm, and I don't know if this is something Greenberg wanted to do, maybe that's part of it, that he's just decided he's done this long enough. But
which,
man,
I get that.
I get that too. At some point, we're all going to get sick of doing the same thing. But in over 10 years, when you build something up like that, and he's good at it. I mean, yeah. Greeny is really good at what he does on that show. And there's a reason it's had success, and that's because, you know, both those guys are pretty good at what they do. Boy, the Astros are just throwing the ball all over the yard right now. This is embarrassing. So, tell the interns to shut the hell up. We can hear them in here. Jesus, guys, it's the first inning of a game. But, and I guess Trey Wingo's going to take over. I like Trey, but...
I do too. Why couldn't Trey have done the TV show?
Well, exactly, and I think that's something he'd be better at. I'm sorry to see it because, I mean, there's a reason that show's been successful, and they've got a format that works very well, and both those guys work great together. And sometimes, you know, I know change is inevitable, but I don't think you need to do that right now.
I'm with you.
And I just think, in general, I don't like a lot of the decisions that are being made up there right now. And maybe it's Disney and maybe it's ESPN, but I'm kind of feeling like they've gone the same direction that newspapers did when I was there. They're making a mistake.
Did you guys see what they're going to be doing when these changes happen? They're going to put his show on TV at 6 a.m. our time, and then at 9 a.m. it's going to be First Take, and then at 11 it's going to be a new show featuring Bomani Jones and Pablo Torre. It's called the Bomani Jones and Pablo Torre Show. And they're moving SportsCenter to ESPN2. And they will air SportsCenter right now, similar to what they do on radio, SportsCenter updates, on ESPN.com.
All right.
And they'll do that multiple times per hour. So SportsCenter is going to be basically relegated to ESPN2.
Which isn't the worst thing in the world.
No, no.
Honestly, that's what ESPN2 should be.
Yeah.
That should be when there's not college football or basketball where there's a ton of live events.
Right.
Like, just make that. That's why they don't even need ESPN News anymore.
No, and they don't need Classic. I mean, we've talked about that before. Yeah, it was kind of funny yesterday when I was stuck in the Saskatoon airport watching they have TSN, which is their equivalent of ESPN. One of the stations had the Nova Scotia Lumberjack Championship on. And I'm just watching this going, you know, this sounds stupid, but that's the kind of stuff I used to love on ESPN in the middle of the night back in the day. It was the lumberjack competition, Aussie rules football, sumo wrestling, all those kind of things.
I think this past weekend they had the World's Strongest Man, and the Mountain was actually, I was watching, he was on the Libra, he was like first place.
But that's the kind of stuff I miss. But, no, I get women's softball and stuff like that instead. So, yeah, you know, I don't know. I think it's I wonder about their long-term future. And I don't like that they're de-emphasizing radio because that's really what they're doing. And we've seen that all along. Van Pelt, I think, was the first step. Mm-hmm. Here's a guy who finally built his show up to where it was successful, and it struggled for a long time, but then it got successful. Okay, we'll put him on TV and take him off radio. And then you don't want to keep Colin Cowherd. You're just going to let him walk. Those are guys who, you know, that was a pretty good lineup when you had Mike and Mike and Colin and SVP. And somebody says, doesn't Mike and Mike's hokey style go completely against everything you stand for?
Oh, no, listen. I'm not saying I'm a fan of the
show. Oh, no, I don't like it at all.
It's not my cup of tea, but it pulls numbers. It's a successful show. There's a lot of stuff that, I mean, honestly, I can't think of a show on national ESPN, like, of their radio lineup that I would be a listener of. It's just not my demo.
It's like...
I'm not their demo. But right.
The most popular show on TV is arguably Big Bang Theory. I don't think the three of us watch that show.
No.
But it pulls numbers, and yeah. You would not want to pull that off the air for CBS.
No. No, my wife watches it, but I don't. I have no interest in it. And I think that's true of a lot of shows. NCIS, that thing pulls numbers. Why would you mess with it? And that's why Law & Order is on its 18th season or whatever it is.
Mike and Mike started in 1998. They went almost 19 years. That's crazy.
Wow, that's crazy. That is a long run.
But I think it's at some point, and maybe I'm over-speculating, but maybe ESPN's going to get out of the radio game at some point.
Maybe so.
And
we're all screwed.
We'll be fine. I think we'll be fine. We can become Culture Map Radio. No, all right, guys.
That'll be the Fred Fowler and Ken Hoffman show.
Today we'll be reviewing Five Guys.
We'll be doing Ken Hoffman's favorite hot dogs.
By the way, hot dogs are gross. If Ken Hoffman's a hot dog guy.
You know, he is a hot dog guy, but yeah.
That's why I'm
all about those gourmet hot dogs, though. Those things are cool.
They're better than regular hot dogs.
Yeah, I mean, no, regular hot dogs are just, come on, man.
That's vile.
Yeah. But so he says, I like Mike and Mike because they're different, because I like your show better, but variety is good. Well, of course, and that's cool, man. I mean, a lot of people like what they do, and that's the reason they're successful, and they've been there for a long time. And there is something to be said for that, and I think we're kind of getting into that realm now where we've been doing this for a long time in this time slot, and people are used to hearing us, and yeah, that's a good thing. That and most of you keep coming back. Not everybody, but most of you keep coming back because you know what you're going to get most of the time. And it's different, but that's okay. I mean, you can like variety. Variety's a good thing. All right, guys. Looks like this week will be the grand opening of Mint Poker, Houston's very own legal room just around the corner. Been working on getting some stuff taken care of here, but it looks like it's about here. And it's going to be Houston's premier poker destination and the official poker room of ESPN 97.5. They're going to have 20 tables of exciting rake-free poker action 7 days a week. Daily tournaments and cash games for all levels of expertise. And looks like it'll be soft opening this week. No reason to drive to Louisiana. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just getting started in the game, Mint Poker has a game for you. And they're still giving away free introductory memberships to ESPN 97.5 listeners. Visit mintpokerclubs.com/ESPN today. And you can get in on all the action at Mint Poker. And we're looking at tournament Memorial Day weekend with me. So going to be a lot of fun. And just working out all the legal stuff to make sure that everything's cool. And if you're an experienced dealer and you'd like to become a pro dealer, Mint Poker now hiring. Just visit mintpokerclubs.com for information on employment opportunities. Right candidates can earn $15 to $17 per hour plus tips. Still time to get your free one-month introductory club membership. Visit mintpokerclubs.com/ESPN and join the Blitz and ESPN 97.5 as we go all in at Mint Poker.
This is what I'm saying. In my cubicle, where I hide out from my boss. In my cubicle, where I get lost in my thoughts. Although my life is beautiful.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on The Blitz. We're broadcasting live from Texas Mattress Makers tomorrow.
We're looking live, folks.
Texas Mattress Makers, just a heartbeat away from downtown, located on the corner of Navigation and Lockwood. Come check out all the new innovative technology in sleep. And while you're here, grab a snack, cool beverage, courtesy of Texas Mattress Makers and ESPN 97.5. I don't know what the cool beverages will be, but we'll let you know tomorrow when we're there. And Hustletown, Craig Shelton, Angela Lawford, Jermaine Every at 7 tonight. And then we'll have Chris Dishman on at 7:15. All right, let's do Hey Man Bleep That, because I'll start today.
Okay.
You guys, I'm sure you've seen this video that's made the rounds of the little kid almost getting killed by the metro train in Houston.
I did not see it.
Well, there's a video out there. And basically, there's two kids. One of them runs in front of the metro rail. And you know, just runs on across the rail while the train's coming. The second kid goes and runs right in front of the train. And at the last second, turns around and runs back before he gets struck and killed. And Metro is kind of showing this video because they're having problems with people cutting in front of trains. Says this video is very disheartening. Really shows what a close call can happen when people aren't paying attention. It's our ongoing effort to really try to educate and inform people about safety along the rails. This is a reminder that we have to constantly refresh, re-educate, share the information about safety on the rail lines. Metro officials posted, "Mom and dads, we appreciate everything you do, and we urge you to talk to your kids about rail safety. Remember, our trains weigh about 50 tons, which is the equivalent of 7 fully grown African elephants. They can't easily or quickly stop, even if traveling slowly. Keep this in mind when a train is approaching the platform." All right, I gotta say, first off, if you're letting your kids run in front of the train, maybe the train should go ahead and win and we should start thinning the herd.
Kind of feel that way.
And if you're stupid enough to walk in front of the train, again, train's going to win. I'm team train on this.
I laughed so hard. Like, all during the final or the NCAA tournament, there were commercials running that say, a train can't stop. Who are these people like running in front of trains?
House
doesn't take a whole lot of sense.
No. So I honestly, if you're going to run in front of a train, you think that's funny. I kind of hope the train takes you out because you probably don't need to be breathing.
If he dies, he dies.
Exactly. If you can't be smart enough to figure out that you're not supposed to run in front of a train, to you, I say, hey man, fuck that.
I've got one that, you know, this doesn't, hit me personally because I'm white and bald, but a 16-year-old girl in Florida was told she needs to change her hair because it's against dress code, her okay. natural hair. She's a junior at Montverde Academy in Lake County, Florida, which is apparently like a really...
Sounds kind of ritzy.
...nice private school.
Yeah.
And she got her... parents got a call saying their daughter needed to change her hair and not wear it naturally anymore. And she was like, well, that seems odd. And she said, what's wrong with my hair? And they have this quoted from the mom. I'm sure the girl didn't say it. The Caucasian girls are able to wear their natural hair straight. Why can't I wear my natural hair the way that it grows? That's a quote from her mom. I doubt she called them the Caucasian girls.
Yeah.
I feel like black people never call white people Caucasians. It's a strange term. The handbook said dread-like hair, and they said that could be ambiguous and give you latitude to target a certain person or a certain group, so we felt the need to address the issue. They're apparently going to talk to them about... They want to know why her hair was a problem in the first place. And she said it was more in line with the neat and organized look that we're going for, not so much with the dreadlocks per se. That's what the headmaster of the school said. But after looking at the policy, he agreed the line involving dreadlocks needs to go out of the, it needs to be taken out of the dress code. So no one is singled out. To know that we were able to help our daughter and all the other daughters or boys out there, we feel pretty good about it, says the mom. But the school had to know that there would be no good press from this. There's no way. So if you're a white guy telling black people how they need to wear their hair, to that I say,
hey, man, f*** that.
Yeah. Not wise.
I'm going to make mine real quick because I like to leave stuff on my desk, you know, out in the open. I just like AJ's headphones. Ugh. That I feel like I should be able to leave something on my desk without having it being taken. I do lock my mouse in my desk because it's been taken before, but I left chocolate on my desk and Girl Scout cookies on my desk. In the corner where you would have to come move my chair and reach over my keyboard and everything to grab it. And I was hankering for some Girl Scout cookies, I think Monday. Look in the bag. All gone. It was a new box of Girl Scout cookies. All gone. The chocolates, unopened. When I, you know, put it on my desk the other week. Empty. All gone. And
do you blame Juggalo Trey?
No. No, he said he doesn't like chocolate.
I wouldn't take that.
I blame...
It's not from Jong.
I bet you it's people overnight. And,
there's some scumbags over there. Yeah, you can tell. Yeah. You can just look at them.
And I'm not going to leave anything out on my desk ever again.
See?
Yeah. Lesson learned. And to the people that took my chocolate and Girl Scout cookies, I say, hey, man.
Son of a...
Fuck that.
I hate
that.
I'm still saying we should put a camera in there so we can catch these bastards.
I think so, too.
And then fire them.
Fire them?
Yeah. I'm down with that.
I'm telling you, people who take other people's stuff should be fired.
In fact, we could bring them in here and fire them on air. It'll be awesome. It's like, we'll show them the video and say, and then go total Trump on them. You're fired! That's going to wrap it up. Good to be back, man. Can't wait till tomorrow.
Welcome back, Frederick.
Texas Mattress Maker, so come on out and see us. Great job, Jong Lee. Great job, AJ Hoffman. Hell, I didn't even suck today. We'll do it again tomorrow. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew...